The report itself is not much of a shock for us at all. Invest NI's focus in the east of the province is well renowned, and we can see the imbalance there. There's 81% of their investment has gone in to the east of the province, while only 19% has gone into the west. So the disparity between the investment in this region is very, very clear.
And where does the blame lie? Is enough lobbying being done locally to try and draw more of that funding to the northwest and west?
Well, certainly, from a Chamber's perspective, we are very much to the forefront of lobbying for investment from Invest NI and working with Invest NI and working with our local authority in order to deliver a proposition that is attractive for investors. But we are doing this with our hands tied behind our backs, because investors need great connectivity, good road infrastructure, access to airports, and also good overall connections in terms of connectivity and infrastructure in terms of education and skills. And we are falling well behind that. One of the fundamental areas that we're falling down in is our road infrastructure. And until we actually grapple with some of the things that are not attractive to investors, we will still be the poor brother to the east of the province.
And it's not a case of wishing to deprive another area of investment or attention, but to have the playing field more even.
It certainly is, and we welcome some of the investments that North Invest NI has made, and we are very much aware of a significant amount of money that has gone into the two universities and to Northern Ireland Screens, and we feel and believe that it is money well spent in terms of the overall Northern Ireland economy. Where we are particularly falling down is being attractive to investors because of the scale. In one instance in relation to higher education provision here and graduate students coming out of the university that is in the west of the province. And we feel that those fundamental drawbacks need to be addressed by the executive. And I would say this is not entirely Invest NI's problem. This is the problem of the entire Northern Ireland Assembly and the executive in particular.
It's not a very positive...
The west of the province, and that's without a shadow of a doubt.
It doesn't give a very positive outlook, does it, then, in the short term? Because a lot of the problems that you talk of and talk to there would require quite a bit of planning and time to address.
And money. yes, these are historic problems. The historic problems and lack of investment into the West has actually driven the poverty here and has been responsible for some of the troubles that we've had. And yet we have had an executive up and running for many years now, and we still are with the same problems. Now, much investment has gone into the region. Our proposition is stronger than it ever was. And we feel that now major pieces of infrastructure need to be pushed forward, and that will help us redress the imbalance and help Invest NI to sell in terms of foreign direct investment into this region. We've had really good investors that have come in recently. And they're very pleased with the employees. They're very pleased to be here in the city. We have got a very strong proposition. We just need support in the very, very strong support in the infrastructure improvements in order for us to drive forward the Northwest economy.